Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Vito Domingos, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. At the WWDC 2019 conference yesterday, Apple announced a new mechanism to let third-party apps authenticate users using their Apple IDs. Named Sign with Apple, this new authentication mechanism works the same way as other similar login systems provided by Facebook and Google, but with an added benefit of user privacy. Sign in with Apple is fast, easy way to sign in without all the tracking, said Apple's software engineering chief. The next version of macOS will be called Catalina. Apple officially unveiled the new update yesterday at the WWDC. The biggest new feature of macOS 10.15 is the addition of iPad app support. The project was previously codenamed Marzipan, but it's now called Catalyst. It's a new way for developers to port their iPad applications over to the Mac. Developers will be able to use Xcode to target their iPad apps at macOS Catalina. Also, iPadOS now contains a new home screen with widgets that can expand alongside application icons. These widgets are the same as the ones you'd normally find in the Notification Center. Apple is also adding in more multitasking gestures to slide between multiple apps and drag and drop applications side by side. All of these applications are then available in an exposé-like view. A group of 14 big banks plan to launch its own cryptocurrency within the year. The utility settlement coin might have a boring name, but the project, led by Swiss bank UBS, is one of the most ambitious and much anticipated blockchain projects in the world. UBS and 13 other financial companies, including major banks in the US, Europe, and Japan, have created a new company to lead the new digital currency's development, reports the Wall Street Journal. The firms involved have also collectively invested around $63 million in the venture, which aims to let the bank settle cross-border trades faster and more cheaply. The project was first revealed in 2015. The US President Donald Trump said the United States and Britain could work out any differences over China's Huawei, dismissing any suggestion that disagreement could threaten intelligence sharing between the two close allies. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.